Thanks for joining us for Help at Home's Meaningful Moments podcast series. I'm Barry Bernson, here with Julie McCarter, Help at Home's President of Care Coordination, to talk about how the company's new business segment is changing the way personal care is delivered. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Barry. Good to talk with you today.
And you. Tell us a little about Help at Home, the largest in-home personal care organization in the country, 50,000 caregivers across 12 states. So tell us a little more.
Correct. Help at Home. We have about 50,000 caregivers, as you just said, across 12 states, serving roughly 60,000 clients. And we primarily serve people who are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. So think about some of the most vulnerable people in the U.S. that we get to deliver home care services for. And when I say home care, I always just like to clarify, these are really the services that help these folks stay in their home as independently as possible for as long as possible. These are supporting activities of daily living, things like cleaning and meal prep, grooming and personal care. So that is what Help at Home does.
And you're the leader of the company's new care coordination business. So tell us a little bit more about your background and why you came to Help at Home.
I have about a 3-decade-long career in healthcare, sort of hard to imagine as I say it that way. What really appealed to me about coming to Help at Home was the fact that this is a company that has put the caregiver in the center of all we do. So without our caregivers, you know, signing up to step into these roles and potentially create an interesting career path in the caregiving and healthcare space, we cannot serve the clients out there who need us. So I just really appreciate that focus on the caregivers. And it just so happens, the focus on the caregivers is what makes us have a very unique orientation to create a care coordination business.
For people who don't know what care coordination is, can you explain that program from Help at Home?
Sure. Care coordination, the words are sort of simple. So let me just string a few themes together. The first thing is, at a headline level, we are here to connect home care to healthcare. That is the purpose of the care coordination capability within Help at Home. And if you pause, the healthcare industry broadly really wants to be in the home. It wants to meet people where they are. And the beauty of Help at Home is we are there. We are in the home. In fact, we're in the home an average of 17 hours a week, and we have average relationships of about 4 years with the clients that we serve. So building on that foundation of caregivers in the home with long-standing relationships with our clients, we've decided that it's absolutely important for us to take it a step further and build a care coordination business. In the simplest description, this business is here to observe, assess, analyze, and act. 4 simple steps, and I'll break them down. Observations: our caregivers, as they're in the home, as I've just described, have an opportunity to give us weekly observations of changes of conditions of the people that they're serving. With that, we can layer on clinical assessments. We can round out those observations with assessments that are conducted by nurses, social workers, and community health workers. We can analyze those observations and assessments, creating care plans for our clients. What are the actions that our clients need us to either complete ourselves or to help bridge to the broader healthcare ecosystem to meet their needs? So we can create those actions, and those can be things like linking our clients into primary and specialty care needs. Those can be meeting environmental or social issues that the client is dealing with in their home. For example, connecting a client to meal delivery services if that's necessary for our client.
And this vantage point that you're talking about is unique for Help at Home, right? It is what makes the program unique.
It absolutely is unique for Help at Home. Again, the difference is this begins with our persistent time in the home, the time that our caregivers are in servicing our clients, and really building on that industry focus of desire to be in the home.
Julie, what role does care coordination play in, you brought this up before, the Medicaid, Medicare dual eligible population And how does care coordination benefit partners, like the state, payers, at-risk providers?
We have spent a fair amount of time thinking about the stakeholders who will benefit from care coordination. So just using a couple of examples, like you mentioned, let's use a state example. We are positioning this program to align to the goals of a given state that we operate in. I'll use Indiana as an example. Indiana is in a process of moving to a managed Medicaid model. They'll do so in the year 2024. And in that movement, they have stated very specific goals around the amount of home and community-based services that they want to achieve across their dual population. And we can be part of that solution. So just in that example, it's interesting when a state understands that it is beneficial to help people stay independently in their homes for as long as possible, and help at home alongside a care coordination program can help them do that. From a payer standpoint, and from an at-risk provider standpoint, we can help those stakeholders as well. And that's really connecting our clients to needed care faster so that we can create important gap closures for those clients, as well as connect them into care before more costly care could be needed. For example, avoiding emergency room stays or inpatient hospitalizations.
So this program helps to improve quality, client satisfaction, and does it also lower the cost of care ultimately?
Yes, our measurement over time, we're seeking to quantify all of those things. So quantifying the increased satisfaction and tenure of both our clients and our caregivers, both really matter, and we can absolutely impact both of those stakeholders with this program. And then, of course, the other area of importance to measure is the decreasing of avoidable services. So measuring the decreasing emergency room, inpatient, and institutionalization stays are important for our payer stakeholders.
Julie McCarter, Help at Home's President of Care Coordination, we thank you for joining us and sharing the details about how Help at Home is focused on transforming the way personal care is delivered through that care coordination strategy. Join us for more about care coordination from Help at Home in future podcasts. And to learn more, visit helpathome.com/carecoordination.